Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring aboard everybody's favorite meteorologist, Andy Parker. And grab a pen and paper. Boy, does that sound old-fashioned?
Grab a pen and paper.
Yes, just make sure you dip your quill into the ink before you write. For an update on the high winds is meteorologist Andy Parker, and we're going to be giving out his phone number later on so you can call him at 3 o'clock in the morning and harass him. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Sure thing. Happy to blow in.
All right, that's kind of a good introduction, Andy, because you know, we've had a little bit of everything this winter, including the freighter Manitoulin stuck in the ice pack. And yes, I do wonder what the captain was thinking, frankly. But we've got other worries kicking in, and even this morning, one of the first things you noticed when you walked out was, hey, it's a little bit on the breezy side, though the temperatures are a little bit more humane. What's going on?
Yeah, the sun is out today. That's number one. I mean, you always talk about when are we going to get a look at it. We just can't put it all together because it's always, you know, is it the sun, the temperature, and the wind? And we've got the sun today. The temperatures aren't terrible. We're 32 degrees. But the wind, everybody is talking about this. Shopping carts are being stolen from the, I guess you call them the corrals. At the grocery stores, and then you have the if it's your garbage day, you're going to have to go find your garbage can somewhere. We're getting these standing waves or jets of snow, so it's not snowing out, but wherever there is an embankment and the wind is perpendicular to that embankment, it's picking up the loose snow and blowing it then horizontally, and it creates I put a piece of video out there, and it creates these standing waves or jets, whenever the wind blows, of this snow. And if you're standing there, it's as if you're sandblasted or crystal blasted by the snow. Cars will go through it. You have, you know, a brief reduction in visibility, and you pop out of it, and the road surface changes briefly. You certainly wouldn't want to walk through one of those because it would literally just blast your face with the snow. 53 miles an hour is the peak wind gust out at Buffalo International so far.
Ooh.
We're expecting to see that get to or exceed 60 miles an hour over Niagara, Orleans, northern Erie County, and then even along the immediate lake shores down to Dunkirk. There's going to be some pretty big gusts between now and around midnight tonight.
That's insane. And Andy, you know, you mentioned the changing road conditions, and, you know, without trying to sound paranoid or anything, I just need motorists to be aware that what Andy is talking about here is you're driving along. There's this area on the 290 heading, heading eastbound on the 290, and you're right about at Millersport, and for whatever reason, the winds just seem to take any snow that's anywhere in the area. So you're on dry pavement one minute, then the next minute you're going to go underneath the overpass, I think it's the 990 overpass, and suddenly you don't have traction anymore. You're on snow, so you got to be really aware of that.
It is. Rapidly changing conditions are the worst because you're doing your pavement speed, and then all of a sudden you hit this broad area of slush and snow, and your immediate thing is, I need to slow down, and you hit the brakes, which is probably the last thing that you want to do, because then that just sends you out of control. You take your foot off, you gently, you know, let the vehicle slow down and stay as straight as possible. Then go ahead and, you know, regain traction. But it's when you see the taillights, I always get suspect. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, a great point, Andy. Keep an eye on the taillights of the vehicle ahead, and if you're the only car on the road, you probably take the same, we're all creatures of habit, you probably take the same road all the time. You know where those spots are, that you've got an open field and suddenly the driving conditions change considerably. Please be aware of that today. Because that will be the exact moment a herd of deer decide to just go in the middle of the road and stare at you with deer eyes. So just a little safety tip there. How about, you know, you talk about walking and the snow being blasted into our faces. Are we also going to see the snow aggravate or cause any new icing conditions for pedestrians like Tanner Saunders?
Yeah, what we're going to end up with is tonight, after between 8 and midnight, is when we're going to see the colder air come rushing in. So it's a fairly complicated weather week this week. With sunshine and windy today, temperatures are above 32, so we're doing a little bit of melting, not a lot. And then tonight, between 8 and midnight, coinciding with some of the biggest winds, we're going to get a burst of snow. An Arctic front comes charging down out of Canada. That's going to bring a pretty good increase in snow, a snow squall. It's not a long duration event, but when it hits, combined with the wind, visibilities will be reduced, and we're going to put down anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snow, pretty much a broad brush across all of Western New York between maybe 9 p.m. tonight and then 7 a.m. tomorrow. Not a big hit of if it was just the snow, it's a yawner by this stage right. of the game, but when you combine it with the wind, anyone driving later this evening is going to encounter some difficult conditions. And then the temperatures will drop from the 30s down into the teens tomorrow. So we'll end up with kind of a flash freeze again. Without having any rain or anything super liquid out in front of it, it's not as big of a deal. The last time we had a lot of slush, and then the slush instantly froze. This time around, it's only the material that melted in the sun or on your driveways that'll freeze up again. So it's not as big a deal. But tomorrow morning when you wake up, the big winds are gone, but the cold air is in place, and you're going to have a couple fresh inches of snow to deal with out the door Tuesday.
Hey, because of the wind, is it going to be one of those nights where you park your car outside and one half of the car has snow and the other has nothing?
Yeah, there's going to be some interesting drifts. We're starting to see that on roofs of houses where you're starting to get these waves that are created by the wind, and the drifts kind of take on, instead of an even coating on the house, you'll see a big wave off one corner and a lot of icicles beginning to form, in which can be problematic for people this time of year. You start to get the gutter damage and all that. One other oddity caused by potential to be caused by these winds. There's still a decent open water spot in the center of Lake Erie. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at the live reading of the winds, but also every single minute I get a satellite update of what the lake looks like. And today it's a beautiful image of the lake. You can see the whole thing from Toledo to our end. And what you can actually detect when you do a time lapse on this, I think I'll post it as well.
Ooh.
A huge area of ice in the center of the lake that I would not consider mature. It's a relatively fresh ice, thinner. It's being, the whole ice sheet is being shoved towards this end of Lake Erie by these winds. And so now you're starting to, normally we get a seiche where the water level is pushed and raised. So this time you've got an ice cube, a huge sheet of ice sitting on top of this, and there's enough open water that I think it's going to be able to push and raise the water levels and shove that to this end of the lake, and it'll be a noticeable change. So when the water levels go up, what I would call the ice sheet around Buffalo and Woodlawn, Hoover Beach, and those areas where they typically will be the recipient of big waves, there's going to be some level of increase in water. Now, the ice sheet there is pretty mature. It's been there for a couple weeks. When in situations like this, when you have an advancing ice sheet and it bumps into an existing ice sheet, something's got to give, like tectonic plates, and one gets pushed over the other. And sometimes the force on a mature ice sheet can begin to push it up onto the ground or the beach and force it inland. Depends on who's going to win. There's not a lot of data and historical analysis on this, so it's kind of the conditions are right, but there's a lot of uncertainty as to how this plays out along the Lake Erie shoreline. The ice boom is another thing that does its job in normal conditions, but when you have a situation like this, there's a very good chance that some of this ice is going to make it up and over the ice boom, especially with a raised water level. So that means big chunks of ice going down the Niagara River, which creates issues for people's docks all the way into the Tonawandas and potentially for some ice jamming along Niagara River. So there's a lot of residual effects from just the wind on your garbage cans at play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I picked the wrong day to have my feather boa from Amazon delivered today because it's probably going to end up in horse heads by the time the day is through. Thank you. Glad to know. I mean, people have packages delivered all the time. As you know, you see them on your neighbor's the driveways. And if you find somebody's box that isn't yours, do them a solid and bring it back to them because there are going to be a lot of packages blown all over the place. Most of the economy today consists of cardboard boxes.
It will be moving around. I quickly grabbed the one that hit my front porch today. It was a lighter one, and I was, as soon as the notification came in, grabbed it and brought it in. Do you want more good news, Tom?
Yes. So far you've talked about a lot of sheet as far as ice is concerned, even though it's immature sheet on Lake Erie. You've talked about a seiche possibility. I would like more information. I think people listening would as well.
So I think the next worst weather day next to this one tonight is going to be during the day on Wednesday because we have that cold air coming in, and we've got a storm system that's going to roll over western New York, and that'll bring another 3 to 5 inches of snow kind of for everybody. And then the hills will see maybe 6 to 10, I would say, from Chestnut Ridge southward into Chautauqua County. So it's a decent shot of snow, and the winds will elevate, not to the levels that they are today, but enough that it'll be I think Wednesday will be maybe the most wintry day all the way around with the snow and the wind and the colder air that we have this week. And then and following that, then we see the temperatures moderate and kind of bounce back up into the 30s for Friday. But a lot of ups and downs. So a lot of we'll get up to the point where we'll thaw, then we drop back down into the deep freeze, and then we back up to thaw and into the deep freeze, and we're in and out of the snow. It's going to drive people crazy this week.
Yeah, it's going to drive you crazy every time I send you a text saying, Andy, you want to come on the show? We've got snow. I don't want to give the phone number out right now, but meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Andy, one of the things I love about what you do and our audience really loves is when you walk things down pretty much hour by hour.
That is one of the things that I think is missing out there. People hear about a snow total, and people will cobble together this between now and Wednesday evening, we're going to get this amount of snow. Well, that does nothing for anybody. It's when is it going to be in my backyard, and how long does it stay? What do I get? And I think that's what people really are eager to hear, and they don't trust what their phone tells them sometimes either.
Andy, would you like to run through that for us?
Yeah, sure thing. If you're in the North Towns, you know it's windy, and it's going to get windier. We haven't seen the biggest gusts yet. We've made it into the 50-mile-an-hour range. Out at the airport, 53 miles an hour. If you're in Niagara Falls, Tonawanda, Lockport, all the way to the shoreline, Albion, Wilson, Medina, Middleport, you're going to have the biggest gusts blow through your backyards. And our friends in Fort Erie as well, over to Welland, Port Colborne, and in downtown Buffalo, it'll be whistling through the buildings in the city. And sometimes if you've ever stood on Huron just to the south of City Hall, the wind that is funneled through there, whenever we needed a good windy live shot for television, we'd stand there and it was almost, you could double what you would normally get just standing somewhere. It would just howl, and it actually will lift. If you're in a vehicle, you could feel your vehicle being lifted on Huron Street. In downtown Buffalo near the Avant. So you're going to find the funneling between the buildings and the city will be fun. Along the Lakeshore Complex, that includes Blaisdell, Lackawanna, Hamburg, Lake Erie Beach, all the way to Dunkirk. You can expect elevated wind gusts between 55 and 65 miles an hour later this evening. Inland areas of the southern tier, Olean, Salamanca, Hornell, if you're listening down there, it's a pretty pedestrian day wind-wise. You're going to find some 40-mile-an-hour gusts. If you're in the South Towns and you're on some elevated hills of Orchard Park, Boston Hills, you'll have an opportunity at 45 to 55-mile-an-hour gusts. Still enough to cause some problems, but likely right below the damage threshold. Once you're above 60 miles an hour, we find that power outages become a thing that it becomes a reality. Under 60 miles an hour, they become a bit more scattered, but it wouldn't surprise me to find numerous power outages, not just one or two, between maybe around 6 p.m. this evening and midnight. That's when the biggest wind gusts will be blowing through. The winds will start dropping off and diminish, but then the snow begins blowing around between 8 and 11 o'clock tonight and will continue into the early morning hours tomorrow, tapering off in time for the morning rush.
Well, that's good. And then Wednesday is a totally different kettle of fish. One thing I do see that's interesting is I don't have anything from the New York State Thruway Authority about shutting down the Buffalo stretch, usually, you know, from Rochester to the PA line when winds are going to be strong. I wonder if that is going to change, at least as far as the big rigs are concerned. Would you advise New York State to do that?
It's surprising that that hasn't been issued. Usually they'll take high-profile vehicles. First they put the cautionary messages up, and then sometimes they will close that to the high-profile vehicles and tractor trailers. I don't if that hasn't been done yet. That's interesting that it hasn't, because the wind threshold is reached between 60 and 65 miles an hour, and that's where we'll be in the next few hours. I'm hearing that some of the shoreline roads, at least someone just sent me something, and it said shutting down lakeshore roads seem unnecessary. And I don't have access to the wealth of traffic information that you guys have in your traffic office there. So I'm not sure if there's some shoreline road closures or not, but that's the early word. And people were wondering, is that an issue now? And I don't believe that the Lake Sage has totally fully arrived. And I know that when we talk about the shoreline ice surge and the potential for the Sage, it's still a possibility, not a certainty, because there's too many unknowns at play, the thickness of the ice near the shoreline. I'm hearing that there's also some open water down by Dunkirk, and looking at the satellite picture, it looks like that's the case along the shoreline. They don't have that crusty edge out quite as far as Buffalo. Buffalo is encased in ice all the way past Sturgeon Point. Maybe even down to Silver Creek, but Dunkirk still has some open water. If people were wondering where it is, that's the spot that I can see on the map. And then it's pretty much ice clogged with varying thicknesses of ice all the way back towards Ashtabula, past Erie, PA, and then Cleveland, Ohio. Still some open water there. And all of that ice is being summarily shoved this direction by these strong winds.
Well, Lakeshore Road is pretty, that's pretty long road, so it would be helpful to know in which areas Lakeshore Road has allegedly been shut down. Andy Parker, you are a meteorologist we can carry around in our pocket. You're a meteorologist in a pocket. How do people sign up to receive your live updates on the weather, which are so helpful to so many?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. All you've got to do is pull that phone out of your pocket and send a text to 503-2639. It's 503-ANDY, A-N-D-Y. You just type that in. Type the word weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Send it away. You'll get something back immediately, and it'll with a link to a website that'll take you to all the colorful maps that we break everything out at. And if you want to ask a question, all you've got to do is ask it right there on your phone.
Andy Parker, you are a national treasure, and that's why Winston Churchill, speaking of your work, said, in the entire catalog of man's struggles against weather, never have so many owed so much to one man, Andy Parker. He said that.
He makes Thank you. He had a lot of great quotes. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, Andy Parker, on News Radio 930 WBEN.